There's all sorts of fears and ideas about how labor is supposed to be and how we're supposed to act in labor that come from all of the messages that we've received from society, from our parents, from our friends, about how we should do this, like there's a right way to do it. What has to happen in labor is a woman has to surrender herself. She has to be able to let go of all those things that are creating barriers for her to being totally open and totally surrendering to this experience that is happening with her. And that's another really great metaphor of labor and birth. It's a metaphor of the spiritual surrender to God, to the higher power that will allow us enlightenment, that will allow us to connect with the spirit. All barriers have to be down. It's the same with sex. All the barriers have to be down in order for you to feel that connection so that you can have holy, sacred sex. It's the same situation. In order to get to that place where you're able to totally let go and let that baby come out and be born, you have to let all those things go. That's what death is, surrender to the beyond and to the spirit. It's expressed in all different ways over all the faiths that are in the world. And that's what the descent of Inanna shows. I mean, Inanna has to be stripped to the bone, and she has to recognize that the dark queen, the dark side, you know, that not nice person, the wild woman, screaming, sweating, hair is a mess. That's what you have to do. You have to be willing to go there in order to make that progress and birth not only the baby, but yourself as a new person. And that's part of what the transformation is accepting that part of yourself. And I did see a woman do that. It was so interesting. I have enacted the Descent of Inanna for various prenatal groups. And it was a woman who wasn't actually, that I remember, part of that class, but I was with her in labor, and it was long labor, and nothing was happening. She was not making progress. She was getting discouraged, and it was in the middle of the night, and I was sitting at her bedside. And she said, out of the blue, I don't know where it came from, tell me the story of Inanna. So I did. And at the end of the story, she said, I'm feeling different. And I checked her, and she had made a jump. And she was ready to deliver her baby. To me, that was kind of a miraculous thing. I've seen those kinds of things happen. And a lot of times it is that spiritual and emotional surrender to, okay, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do that. And I actually have a quote. It's a bit of prose written by a woman, Ruth Schweitzer Mordecai, based on a quote of Anais Nin. And I'll read it. What she says is, childbirth is an act of surrender unique to women. We allow another being to grow inside our bodies, share our nourishment, and stretch us to the limit. And in that ninth or tenth month, beyond, until finally the gestation culminates in labor, when the contractions of our bodies have their own rhythm, sometimes taking us where we would rather not go. It is a birthing of something that is a part of and apart from ourselves. It is a surrender to both a profoundly holy experience and a painfully earthy one. In this act, we are in touch with what it feels like to surrender on many levels at once, to let boundaries between ourselves and another blur. The surrender to this process is a model for spiritual surrender, for inviting God to live in us, to be nourished, and to be born. Perhaps we are all meant to be mothers of God.